A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Qinghai and esteemed artists.
I am you. wondrous yet speckled with trials and tribulations, beautiful yet fleeting. Life on Earth is a reflection of movement and continuity, like a stream of water that flows on the endless river of the cosmos. Through bends and meanders, each individual drop of water will one day joyously return to a harbor in waiting, to a sea of all-encompassing love, where all sorrows will be absorbed in the immensity and greatness of the magnificent ocean. With her immense wisdom and compassionate vision for the earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been a constant source of light and love in our planet's evolution. Renowned around the world as a spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Ching Hai is also esteemed as a Renaissance artist.
The soul of an artist, of a true artist, in my opinion, is to be in touch with the divine. When you put in touch with the divine, that inspiration flows through you and touches the people that are observing the art, feeling the art, touching the art, that puts them in touch with the divine. Very few people can do that. It's just a blessing. And no one can tell you how it's done. Mozart was touched. Supreme Master Ching Hai was touched. She can't help it.
I think she has a gift. First of all, it's her inner soul that's coming out. She's a very peaceful person. She is a loving person. She wants the world to come together as we all do. She wants to see that we can save our world by love and inspiration through music and art. So her her dreams are all of our dreams, and she's quite inspired. She's a very good poetress. She writes very lovely poetry.
Master Ching Hai, I admire you, I respect you, and it's good to be your friend as well, and all the goodness that you're giving the world by preaching the world of love and peace. And that's really what life is about.
Master Ching Hai is a terrific poet. It takes a lot of heart and a lot of soul to be a good poet writer. She does it so naturally, you would think that someone actually didn't teach her, but most probably God taught her and gave her that gift.
When you deal in truth, you penetrate people. And she dealt with truth.
Since her childhood, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been writing profoundly heartfelt poems. She also composes songs and is an accomplished painter whose works are presented in diverse media, such as oil on canvas, pastel, and watercolor. She is a designer of exquisite jewelry, fashion, lamps, and interior decoration. A loving caregiver of animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai also designs dog and bird houses, beddings, and apparel. Furthermore, Supreme Master Ching Hai is the author of 3 number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. These books feature lovely photographs by Supreme Master Ching Hai of her blessed animal companions and the beauty of our natural surroundings. They have been translated into several languages and introduced at book launches in various countries. In July 2010, the epic comedy drama entitled The King and Co, for which Supreme Master Ching Hai personally wrote the screenplay and directed via remote control, premiered internationally. This humorous tale enthralled audiences with its wit, charm, and insight, while informing them about the deadly harms of meat, alcohol, tobacco, and addictive drugs.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is obviously a supreme master in terms of really being focused and dedicated to studying what is the essence of life and how it should be shared and how it should be empowering of other people and how it really is the epitome of humanitarianism. And Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses that in her success through art. She paints, she's a lover of animals, she promotes this.
She makes beautiful art. She stirs our souls, she stirs the world in a positive way. When you see her art, you think of love, of peace, tranquility, our humanity, infinity, and spiritual enlightenment. She inspires us to care for one another. She inspires us to love all living beings on this earth. And we're all inspired in our own and unique way.
Hi. Look at Supreme Master's picture book, number one. And since I'm a photographer, that's my other passion and my hobby. And I looked at some of the pictures, and the pictures were beautiful. Hummingbirds and whatever little birds she had following. And I looked at the plants and see her walking in the plants and her pets. And I was looking at the book, and it's just like television. And when I finished looking at all the book with the pretty pictures and words, I felt better. And I was like, wow, all that from a picture book.
Well, it's amazing when somebody can do more than 3 or 4 things and do them great, you know, to be a poet and an artist and, you know, just to be able to handle all of what she does, you know, the charity work and all of that stuff. It's pretty amazing. If anybody looks, Google this and you could see a list that is longer than most people's lives already. I also really admire her for, you know, the treatment of animals to me is a real issue. I love animals. I think, you know, that people should be more aware of the other creatures that inhabit the planet with us and treat them with the respect and dignity that they deserve.
The prolific works by Supreme Master Ching Hai provide an independent source of earnings for her humanitarian contributions worldwide. Over the past two decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has donated more than $28 million globally to assist where needed, including for humans, animals, and the environment. In the United States alone, the sum to date exceeds $4 million, not including donations that Supreme Master Ching Hai has made anonymously. From the depth of her compassion for the precious inhabitants on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares her creative gifts from the heavens to bring comfort and contentment. She also offers practical and material support to those in need.
Well, I find her an extraordinary person. The kind of time and love that she gives for all of her humanitarian efforts and her artistic efforts is really remarkable and unusual. Not that many people have that combination of instincts and impulses that she does. I'd like to thank her for her worldwide work, which is ongoing and which does so much for so many people. I think that she's unique and remarkable and has so much to give, which she is giving. Some people have a lot to give and they don't. And others try, but they don't have a lot to give. And that's very admirable. But she has both, and that's very unique. And the fact that she is able to do that is a great gift to me and to everybody. I'm grateful.
I think Supreme Master has a lot to offer the world, and she's obviously on her mission, and people love her.
We can't say enough about her talent, but I think what's even more important is her humanitarian aspect, because there's a lot of talented designers out there in clothing and fashion and the like, but I think to pour your money back into doing good for the world and really not seeking credit for it, I think is unbelievable. So I think that's what's really inspiring about her.
Gentle viewers, thank you for your precious company. In part two of our two-part presentation entitled "Loving is Sharing: Supreme Master Ching Hai's Auspicious Affinity with the United States." Supreme Master Ching Hai's respect and affection for the people of the United States of America are abundantly reciprocated by the citizens of the nation. In fact, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been to this land on several occasions by the invitation of government officials and dignitaries to attend formal events, as well as to deliver lectures upon sincere requests of the public. She often praised the American people for their blessedness and virtues.
I arrived in San Francisco before I came here, and I thought, wow, I really respect Americans, for their force, for their determination, and their hard work spirit. Within 200 years, they built a whole nation, and so vast a nation, and so little people. Compared to other nations, which is small and heavily populated. I said, the Americans were also refugees. And look at how they built up history. 200 years only, very young. And they came with nothing. Only the brain, only the spirit, only their faithful belief in God. And look at what they have made out of this nation. And I was really very touched, I'm very respectful, stepping on the land of America.
I always have very fond memory of the time I stay in America. I wish I still can go there and stay. Of course, we're always together in our heart, we all know that. But know that I always hold America dear in my heart. I truly mean what I say. Thank you for being Americans. And thank you so much for all your love, support to this humble person and my insignificant contribution as just one of the citizens of the world. Thank you. I just love you. Thank you so much. Thank you, America. Thank you, Americans. God bless you so much. God bless America.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's boundless compassion is extended to all, and she especially cares for the disadvantaged in society. As Supreme Master Ching Hai is acutely sensitive to the pain and anguish of each being, she has generously donated to help alleviate the suffering of those with disabilities, low-income elderly, children with physical and mental challenges, disaster victims, animals living in shelters, and many others. Supreme Master Ching Hai has offered her contributions not only to individuals, but also to organizations that are committed to serving the public, be they disaster relief agencies or institutions for AIDS and cancer prevention and treatment.
When circumstances allow, Supreme Master Ching Hai takes care to visit the less fortunate. For example, during Thanksgiving 1993 in San Francisco, California, Supreme Master Ching Hai personally handed gifts to homeless people standing in the wintry weather. Supreme Master Ching Hai was there to bring the warmth of loving care and the benevolent light of a living master. In 1997, when Northern California struggled with its worst flood disasters since 1920, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated more than $77,000 for urgent necessities. She then braved the flooded highways to reach the displaced who were seeking refuge in shelters near Sacramento. Working alongside association members, she helped deliver 6,000 bags of emergency supplies as she praised the afflicted for their great composure. Supreme Master Ching Hai gave away her personal belongings, offered aid from her own purse, and treated people to warm meals.
During times of unfortunate calamities in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai has always expressed her great concern. With deep compassion and sorrowful prayers, she quickly offers financial aid to those in need. She also asks nearby association members, if at all possible, to immediately render service in the affected areas. Her generous donations have been used not only to assist people undergoing natural disasters, but also supported injured personnel and families who lost loved ones.
The Great Flood of 1993 ravaged the American Midwest along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers and their tributaries. Lasting from April to October, it was one of the most costly floods in the United States. With profound empathy for the lives affected by this devastating disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately launched relief activities amounting to nearly $500,000 in donations in the states of Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas, Missouri, and Minnesota, which were carried out by association members from the U.S. and other countries.
Soon after, from October to November, engulfing wildfires struck Southern California. Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly donated over $200,000 in emergency aid. As per Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate instruction, part of the funds were sent to assist with urgent needs by way of relief agencies, including the American Red Cross, while association members also contributed to delivering essential supplies, such as food, clothing, toiletries, and toys to the afflicted. Supreme Master Ching Hai, meanwhile, was invited to speak at an interfaith prayer ceremony on behalf of the fire victims.
Our organization have shared with you all the sorrows and fears these days by whatever way we could, as well as the flood relief in Midwest recently. Our disciples have tried to put together several hundreds of thousands of dollars in our small capacity to buy toys for the children and some kind of toiletry for your urgent need. I hope that will symbolize our sympathy and love for the people who are in an unfortunate circumstance. So I could understand how you feel when you, some of you have lived all your life in these beautiful mansions. I don't know if my presence make any difference to you, if my prayer will be any helpful to you, but since I'm here, I come and just to show you that I do understand. I come just to be with you. I'm here, and our disciples are always there. If you need space or you need manpower, anything to rebuild your house, we will be always be there for you. Thank you very much.
On September 11th, 2001, one of the worst human tragedies in the United States occurred at the World Trade Center in New York. Supreme Master Ching Hai was deeply sorrowed and immediately made a financial contribution of $361,000 for the victims, including wounded firefighters. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai caringly requested association members to assist in relief work. At the time, only three non-government organizations were allowed to enter the disaster area: the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association. Members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association worked around the clock to provide hot vegetarian meals and beverages to everyone at Ground Zero.
Yeah, you were one of the few outside of the United States agencies that came and worked with us in this disaster relief. We appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai and her work with us. We just pray that God would continue to work in her life, and thank you for all that you've done.
To the Supreme Master Ching Hai, I want to express my deepest thanks for the enormous support members of the Meditation Association have offered us. We are absolutely grateful for the gifts of caring and concern that have been given to us, the generous financial contribution, and the personal expressions of caring and concern mean so very much to our workers, but very importantly to the people who've been affected directly by this horrible tragedy.
We really, really appreciate your rescue team. Thank you very much for everything that you're doing for the Salvation Army, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for all the support, both spiritually and financially, and we are very grateful here at the American Red Cross.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has similarly continued to offer aid throughout the years to those Americans and their families who suffered from the effects of ice storms, hurricanes, droughts, tornadoes, earthquakes, or other natural disasters.
Thank you. Thank you for your generosity from Supreme Master Ching Hai. You don't know how much this means to our family.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for everything. The vegan lunch was really good.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, I'm so grateful for you all coming here, helping us out in the shelter. God, if it wasn't for God's grace, we wouldn't be here today.
I would like to thank the Supreme Master Ching Hai for the donations that you've given to us and for your love and consideration of this community in this time of disaster.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and for this trailer court. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You do not know what you have done. Thank you, thank you.
With meticulous care, Supreme Master Ching Hai follows up on disaster aftermaths. She always conveys her thankfulness for the relief efforts that association members, as well as all government personnel, organizations, and individuals make, forsaking their own comfort to serve other brothers and sisters in times of need.
Golden Samaritans, I'm proud of you and moved by your love in action. Be blessed and be loved. I send an extra $5,000 for those who are desperate and have lost loved ones, especially poor orphans, elders, or animals without care. Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's love for God's precious creations is limitless, no matter what their species. On several occasions, she has donated for the care of individual animals, shelters, and those organizations dedicated to the welfare of our animal co-inhabitants, for they too are our good neighbors and friends.
We received a donation today from Supreme Master Ching Hai in relief for our ice storm damages to help us help homeless pets here in the area that were affected by the storm. And we appreciate your support of our efforts. Thank you.
On behalf of the board of directors, as well as the staff, who all greatly appreciate on a personal level, as well as on a professional level, everything that the Supreme Master does herself and with your organization, we are deeply appreciative of this incredible support, and it will go a long way towards our future.
Upon knowing of the updated Berkeley East Bay Humane Society situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered an additional contribution of $20,000. She also sent the following message.
After reading all this, I'd like to give a little more. It may help. With all my love and prayers for them and their big hearts.
Moreover, Supreme Master Ching Hai has worked tirelessly to inform the public about the innumerable benefits of cherishing the lives of our co-inhabitants and adopting the vegan lifestyle for health, ecological, economical, and spiritual reasons. On June 26, 2005, The Real Heroes, featuring Supreme Master Ching Hai's insightful lecture on vegetarianism, as well as an exclusive interview with Oscar-nominated actress and vegetarian Linda Blair, was broadcast nationally on ION Television Network, formerly known as PAX Television Network.
The unique program was announced in all major U.S. newspapers, such as the New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, and Boston Globe, among other media, airing via nationwide broadcast television, cable and satellite distribution system. The Real Heroes was able to reach viewers in over 95 million households throughout the United States. In raising awareness about the cruelty-free vegetarian way of life, the production helped awaken the innate compassion of the American people, thus enabling them not only to receive more merits for themselves, but also collectively bless their entire nation.
For her immeasurable work on behalf of Animal Friends, the nation's leading farm animal shelter and advocacy organization, Farm Sanctuary, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to attend its 20th anniversary gala for farm animals, held in 2006 on New York's historic Cipriani Wall Street. Due to other commitments, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent representatives to the meaningful event on her behalf. In admiration for her caring principles, a number of celebrity participants expressed their warm regards to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hi, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you for all the work that you do. That's beautiful. I appreciate it.
Because I think animals are hearts and souls, and that's the way we have to treat them and regard them. Hi, Supreme Master. I celebrate all your work and all your beliefs.
My name's Moby. I'm just saying hello to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Similarly recognizing Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate example that helped so many become vegetarians, representatives of the U.S.-based international animal protection group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, commonly known as PETA, invited her to be a special guest at their 25th anniversary gala and humanitarian award ceremony. The event was held on September 10, 2005, at the world-famous Paramount Picture Studios, with many stars in attendance, including two-time Oscar-nominated vegan actor Joaquin Phoenix, Oscar-nominated vegetarian actor Sean Astin, multi-Grammy Award nominee vegan musician and singer-songwriter Moby, vegetarian actress Alyssa Milano, and many more. While Supreme Master Qinghai could not be present, participating celebrities conveyed their best regards to her, with vegan singer and actress Persia White, vegan actress and animal rights advocate Pamela Anderson, Oscar-nominated vegetarian actor Alec Baldwin, and vegetarian comedian and actor Andy Dick sending their autographed photos in dedication to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Supreme Master Qinghai, hello.
At the start of 2011, PETA held a fundraising event celebrating its achievements while announcing new goals in stopping the cruel and unnecessary practice of using animals for chemical toxicity testing and research. PETA's multi-approach campaigns have saved millions of animal lives, with one significant accomplishment being the rescue of 200 dogs and cats from a lifetime of painful lab testing. As a devoted animal advocate working to stop their mistreatment throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai shed tears of gladness and gratitude upon hearing this, and had donated $15,000 to support the compassionate endeavor. In recognition of Supreme Master Qinghai's long-standing support of animal protection causes, PETA President Ms. Ingrid Newkirk invited her to attend the event being held in thanks of its supportive friends. Although unable to come, Supreme Master Qinghai sent representatives on her behalf, as well as contributing $50,000 to further the important cause of stopping animal testing.
I want to thank Supreme Master Qinghai from the bottom of my heart. I think that she's one of the most wonderful, kind people because her message is one of compassion. And there is no greater virtue in life than being kind. So the fact that everyone who listens to her thinks twice about ever eating an animal, wearing an animal, or using an animal frivolously, and may indeed go out and rescue animals and teach others to rescue animals in their own personal lives, at the table, on their backs, in every way. It's a wonderful blessing to have Supreme Master's benevolence for animals.
In addition to PETA, many honorable Americans are also very hard at work to help speak for our voiceless co-inhabitants, the very sentient and sweet animals who have been subjected to all kinds of unfathomable torture and abuse. In February 2011, the U.S.-based nonprofit Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, founded by American vegan physician and Shining World Compassion Laureate Dr. Neil Barnard, organized an event to support government policies on non-animal testing, ethical research, as well as preventive medicine. Upon learning of Supreme Master Qinghai's extensive efforts toward the same noble causes, PCRM's Director of Public Affairs, Elizabeth Kucinich, had invited her to the gathering. Although her schedule did not permit her to attend, Supreme Master Qinghai sent a representative, while also contributing a $50,000 donation for furthering the good work.
I would like to say thank you so much for your generosity, your vision, for working for animals, the environment, for humanity, and for supporting the PCRM Legislative Fund. We really thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
I would just like to say thank you so much for really being an inspiration to so many people and for your support of the work that we're doing. It's a long road ahead, and I'm delighted that we're working together.
A peace advocate, Supreme Master Qinghai also supports endeavors that bring about stability. At the premiere of the Hollywood film Ocean's 13, a $200,000 check from Supreme Master Qinghai was presented to the aid group International Rescue Committee for Not on Our Watch, an American-based organization founded by the film's producer Jerry Weintraub and stellar cast members George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and Don Cheadle, along with David Pressman, a human rights lawyer. Supreme Master Qinghai's contribution would support Darfur humanitarian aid efforts and help ensure the protection of civilians in that region.
I appreciate it very much. It's going to save many lives in the Sudan, which is very important to us. I say thanks to him. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
We're very grateful for the contribution. You know, $200,000 goes a very long way in a place like Darfur, where people are so desperately in need of medical assistance. We're so grateful for everyone who's supporting these efforts, like Supreme Master Qinghai. Their contributions will really, really make a difference in providing needed humanitarian aid for people in dire situations.
In addition to being a source of stable comfort and assistance for U.S. residents, both human and animal, Supreme Master Qinghai has also recognized many great U.S. dignitaries, individuals, and organizations. With the Shining World Awards, which he founded in March 2006, as noble examples of leadership, compassion, honesty, and heroism. The prestigious awards are often presented along with Supreme Master Qinghai's monetary contributions in support of their good causes.
These extraordinary individuals and entities include Mr. Al Gore, 45th Vice President of the United States, Mr. John Robbins, vegan speaker and best-selling author of Diet for a New America, Mr. Larry Falkin, Environmental Director of Cincinnati, Ohio, who helped the city become the first in the United States to promote a vegetarian diet, Habitat for Humanity founders Millard and Linda Fuller, United States Agency of International Development, or USAID, Ms. Rita Hudson, founder of Lost Boys of Sudan, and Mr. Patrick Reynolds, grandson of the founder of the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, who turned his family legacy around by becoming the founder and executive director of Foundation for a Smoke-Free America.
Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you so much for recognizing our struggle against smoking. You have honored me, I am humbled, and I admire you deeply. I hope to support your work, the wonderful work that you are doing around the world.
The grace of God has made this clinic possible, and with her gift, we'll be able to continue to help those people. And so I with all my volunteers and staff, extraordinarily grateful. Thank you very much.
Supreme Master, from the bottom of my heart, I think you're just doing the most amazing, amazing thing. And you're reaching out to millions of people. And this is what it's going to take to make real change in this planet. And you are certainly an amazing human being. And I wish there were more people like you. And I think that there will be. You will influence a lot of people.
I really want to thank Supreme Master and your network for allowing me to advocate science, because part of my job as a scientist is to not only conduct the science and try to make important findings for society, but to communicate them to people that can make a difference, who can make informed decisions about having a sustainable future.
Supreme Master Qinghai honors these Shining World Award laureates from all walks of life as exemplary role models of giving and serving to inspire Americans and humanity at large for a better world. While she does not seek any recognition for herself, Supreme Master Qinghai has been presented with numerous honors for her unconditional contributions and selfless efforts, including proclamation of the Supreme Master Qinghai Day on October 25, 1993, by then Honolulu Mayor Frank F. Fassi. Proclamation of the Supreme Master Qinghai Day on February 22, 1994, by the governors of six Midwestern states, the World Spiritual Leadership Award, congratulatory letters from then-President Bill Clinton, and former Presidents George Bush and Ronald Reagan.
Key to the city of Boca Raton, Florida, from Mayor Emil F. Donsu in 1991, an Award of Merit from San Francisco Mayor Frank Jordan in 1993, an honorary citizenship from Governor Fife Symington of Arizona in 1993, the 1993 Excalibur Award from the American Cancer Society, Los Angeles Music Week Honoree and Certificate of Commendation from Los Angeles Mayor James K. Hahn in 2002, First Place Silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards in 2006, and the Presidential Active Lifestyle Award from the 43rd U.S. President George W. Bush in 2008.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Supreme Master Ching Hai means so much to so many people in so many countries on this globe. She brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. She is the light of a great person, an angel of mercy for all of us. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love, and we'd all have the good life. Now, therefore, I, Frank F. Fossey, Mayor of the City and County of Honolulu, do hereby proclaim October 25, 1993, as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day.
I have been loved and treated well all over the world. And today, to be awarded 4 honors all at once, I'm really overwhelmed. And I can only pray that God will honor you everywhere you go in the world, in this world as well as in heaven. Amen.
Today is a great day for the Supreme Master, Ching Hai. He is being honored for the good she has done for the whole world. In particular, the United States. In 1993, the Supreme Master helped the United States greatly. We in the United States cannot forget this, nor shall we.
More recently, on behalf of President Barack Obama, the Honorable Mike Davis, California State Assembly member for the 48th Assembly District and chair of the Assembly Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, Tourism, and Internet Media, presented the U.S. President's Volunteer Service Award to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Today, it is a privilege for me to present this award to Supreme Master Ching Hai. As the state legislator who was the first to endorse Barack Obama for president, the first legislator in California, it is certainly an honor for me to be here today to make this presentation. Our president, Barack Obama, has recognized Supreme Master Ching Hai for her dedicated years of service and humanitarian efforts. To date, she has donated more than $20 million in charity and relief efforts around the world over the past 2 decades. On behalf of President Obama, I would like to now read a part of his letter to Supreme Master Ching Hai. To Supreme Master Ching Hai, congratulations on receiving the President's Volunteer Service Award, and thank you for helping to address the most pressing needs in your community and our country. Your volunteer service demonstrates the kind of commitment to your community that moves America a step closer to its great promise. Thank you for your devotion to service and for doing all you can to shape a better tomorrow for our great nation. And it's signed, Barack Obama, President of the greatest nation on earth, United States of America.
Friends, including Mr. Davis and the government of America, we can never thank you enough for all your kindness and valuable support now and always. I can only say that I pray heaven to bless you, your country, and all the person you love, and all the ideals that you cherish. Everything will be good for you. And thank you for honoring us today. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, the government of America. And thank you, Mr. Davis. Thank you all for all this honor. May God bless you. God bless America.
When President Barack Obama was first elected into office in November 2008, Supreme Master Television staff inquired whether Supreme Master Ching Hai had a message for the 44th President of the United States.
First of all, I'm very proud of him, that he has really been a great hope for many people and brought a lot of inspiration for many Americans as well as the world citizen. I'm proud of him and I want to congratulate him. And I know that the pressure is very great on him because people will expect a lot from him. And I hope he's strong, healthy, and wise to continue to fulfill the expectation of the people. But it will be huge on him, huge. Now, as far as being West going green, that he knows already. And if I have something to tell him, let's go like this. Dear President Obama, don't be a president. Don't be a president. Be an extraordinary leader. Be a compassionate leader. Be the one of the kind leader. And be compassionate and endorse a more compassionate lifestyle for the Americans. Be a hero. Be a lifesaver. Be a historical vegan president of America and lead the world to salvation. Peace and love expands. War and hatred contract and isolate. That's what I would tell him, and he understands.
In mid-March 2011, when His Excellency President Barack Obama was on his cordial five-day state visit in Latin America, various media in Brasilia and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, reported that catering companies hired for some of the event received instructions from the White House that all food prepared for the US President, his wife Michelle, and their two daughters was to be 100% vegan. A spokesperson for caterer Renata Laporta in Brasilia stated the Obamas were being served traditional Brazilian fare prepared with no animal products. Noting the Obama First Family's earth-saving choice in vegan food, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed the following message. I was touched to tears upon hearing this news of the President, First Lady, and First Family's heroic, noble endeavor. She also said, I just want to hug them now, and dear God, please bless them.
Our profound gratitude, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for bringing peace, joy, and light into our world. You have infused our lives with kindness, generosity, and abundance from your enlightened example. We respectfully wish you health, youthful beauty, and tranquility during your sacred mission on earth. In today's program, we have enjoyed Ocean of Love, music and lyrics written originally in English by Supreme Master Ching Hai. It was sung by the poet herself in response to sincere requests at a grand awards ceremony in Chicago, Illinois, USA on February 22, 1994, with government officials and thousands of guests in attendance. Thank you for watching today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarian Elite. May selfless dedication be the anthem of your joyful lives.
Khách ngồi lại cùng em trong chốc nữa vội vàng chi trăng sáng quá khách ơi.
Khách ngồi lại cùng em trong chốc nữa vội vàng chi trăng sáng quá khách. Tiệc sáng trên trời, khách không ở, lòng em cô đơn quá. Khách ngồi lại cùng em, đây gối lạ, tay em đây mời khách ngả đầu say.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.